We're reading from the writings of Bala Sulam, page 303, Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sefirot, item 74. You can send us your questions to Kabda.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson.
Let's continue.
Item 74. Note that these four attributes of love between man and man also apply between man and the Creator. Moreover, here, in the love of the Creator, they become degrees through cause and consequence. It is impossible to acquire any of them before one acquires the first attribute of conditional love. After it is completely acquired, that first attribute causes one to acquire the second attribute. After one has acquired the second attribute to the fullest, it causes him to acquire the third attribute. Finally, the third attribute to the fourth attribute, eternal love.
Even between a man and his friend, between a man and the place, the Creator, we have four phases because we work from within our egoistic will to receive that's in us. But if you work towards a person, another person, we're using our will to receive. It's worthwhile for us to do it. Close to us. We come close to it, to him. We consider him. We connect. Whereas with respect to the Creator, in order to come closer to the Creator, to the opposite nature, we need to reach a spiritual ascent. Degrees. The profit is in bestowal and not in order in acquiring a friend. So there is a significant transition here, a spiritual transition. Although the steps are the same steps because the person works with his will to receive. But it depends on the key, on the principle. That's why here, these degrees, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, become the degrees.
Item 75. Accordingly, the question arises, how can one acquire the first degree of love of the Creator, the first degree of conditional love, which is love that comes through the abundance of goodness that one receives from the loved one. When we accept that there is no reward for a mitzvah in this world, moreover, according to the above, one must go through the first two forms of providence by way of concealment of the face. In other words, his face, meaning his measure of goodness, the conduct of the good is to do good, is concealed at that time. Therefore, at that time, one experiences pain and suffering. Nevertheless, we learn that the whole practice of Torah and work out of choice is conducted primarily during the time of concealment of the face. If so, how can it be that one will be awarded of the second attribute of conditional love, being that the loved one has always done only wondrous and plentiful good, and never caused him any harm at all? And it goes without saying that he will be granted the third degree of the fourth, or the fourth.
Let me continue. It's clear. When can there be free choice? Not when I receive blows, not when I receive gifts. Then my will to receive aims itself, doesn't ask me anything. When can I join my will to receive? When can I start managing it? When I'm between the two. Between the torments and the pleasures. There is the place of free choice. There I can add something of my own.
Adam 76. Indeed, we dive into deep water here. At the very least, we must fish out a precious gem from this. For this reason, let us examine the words of our sages. When the sages would come out from the house of Rabbi Ami, and some say from the house of Rabbi Hanina, they told him the following, "You will see your world in your life, and your end to the life of the next world, and your steps shall run to hear the words of Atik Yomin." We must understand why they did not say, "You will receive your world in your life, but only see." If they wanted to bless, they should have blessed wholly, meaning to acquire and receive his world in his life. We must also understand why should one see his next world in his life? At least his end will be the life of the next world. Moreover, why did they place this blessing first? Adam 77.
עד כאן ברור מה הוא שואל. תקרא שוב.
That's far, it's clear what he's asking.
Again, Adam 76. Indeed, we dive into deep water here. At the very least, we must fish out a precious gem from this. For this reason, let us examine the words of our sages. When the sages would come out from the house of Rabbi Ami, and some say from the house of Rabbi Hanina, they told him the following, "You will see your world in your life, and your end to the life of the next world, and your steps shall run to hear the words of Atik Yomin." We must understand why they did not say, "You will receive your world in your life, but only see." If they wanted to bless, they should have blessed wholly, meaning to acquire and receive his world in his life. We must also understand why should one see his next world in his life? At least his end will be the life of the next world. Moreover, why did they place this blessing first? Adam 77. First, we must understand how one sees the next world in one's life. Certainly, we cannot see anything spiritual with corporal eyes. It is also not the Creator's conduct to change the laws of nature. This is because the Creator originally arranged these conducts in this manner because they are the most successful for their purpose. Through them, one comes to adhere to Him. As it is written, "All that the Lord has worked was for His sake." Therefore, we must understand how one sees one's world in one's life. Adam 78. I shall tell you that this seeing comes to a person through the opening of the eyes in the Torah, as it is written, "Open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things from your law." It is about this that the soul is sworn before it comes to the body, where even if the whole world tells you that you are righteous, be wicked in your own eyes, specifically in your own eyes. In other words, as long as you have not been rewarded with opening of the eyes in the Torah, regard yourself as wicked. Do not fool yourself with your reputation in the entire world as righteous. Now you can also understand why they place the blessing, you shall see your world in your life, at the beginning of the blessings. It is because prior to that, one is not even awarded the property of incomplete righteous.
We don't understand these states so well, all the subtleties, but let's continue.
Item 79. We have yet to understand. If a person knows about himself that he has already kept the whole Torah and the whole world agrees with him in that, why is that not enough for him at all? Instead, he is sworn to continue regarding himself as wicked. It is because that wondrous degree of opening his eyes in the Torah is missing in him that you compare him to a wicked? Indeed, this is very perplexing. Adam 80. Indeed, the four measures of people's attainment of his providence over them have already been explained. Two of them are in concealment of the face, and two are in disclosure of the face. Also, the reason for the concealment of the face from people has been explained. It is deliberately to give people room to labor and engage in his work in Torah and mitzvot voluntarily. For them, the concealment of the Creator from their work, for them, the contentment of the Creator from their work in His Torah and Mitzvot increases more than His contentment from the angels above, who have no choice and whose mission is compulsory. There are also other reasons, but this is not the place to elaborate on them. 81. Despite the above praise for concealment of face, it is still not considered wholeness, but only a transition, as this is the place from which the longer for this is the place for which the long for wholeness is attained. This means that any reward for a mitzvah that is prepared for a person is acquired only through one's labor in Torah and good deeds during the concealment of the face. When he engages voluntarily, this is so because then one feels sorrow out of his strengthening in his faith in keeping his will. And one's whole reward is measured only according to the pain he suffers from keeping the Torah and mitzvot. As in the words of Ben Hehe, the reward is according to the pain.
For now, it's all superficial. You have anything to ask? We read two pages.
Can I ask about must we go through crimes in order to reach a certain degree of love? We said the second degree is that he sees that everything his friend ever did to him throughout the entire this entire time was all good, and he sees that it was good.
How do you check that you have a will to receive? You have a will to receive. How do you check that you love it to towards your desire? How can you weigh if you or measure if you love or don't love something? If my will to receive is important, how much can I receive from him, from the friend? That's how I appreciate him, more or less. It's according to how much I receive. That's love. Or could be the opposite form. I don't know exactly what it means, but if yes, then I measure how much I to what extent I can feel him. So I need to feel him. I need to feel myself. By what do I fulfill him? And accordingly, how much should I measure or appreciate? What? Appreciate or measure how much I can fulfill him, not my vessel, but his. And then accordingly, I can say, now, am I talking about according to my ability to fulfill him or his ability to receive from me and how much he enjoys? There are many questions here. You understand? We didn't even talk about those things. Maybe I gave everything to him, 100%. But as you can see in life, I gave you everything. You heard that? And you felt like you didn't get anything. Maybe you got 5%. I don't know. Is that clear, everyone? Yeah. So, different vessels where you measure who received, who gave, and so on and so forth. We have to yet to scrutinize how to measure.
So how do you measure in the vessels of the friend?
That's the question. Do I come to a state I can appreciate, evaluate how much to give him according to his vessels? What if I can't fill him? But I can't do, I've done everything, but I only filled 10%. So am I doing something right or wrong?
So I explode with 90%, which I want to give him and I can't.
Why are you exploding? You've done everything. You've exhausted yourself 100%. But he's not full. There are other things. We don't want to get into it. I see that. Saba, you have a problem?
I don't have a problem with that. Perhaps I missed something here. We're talking about 4 degrees of love, and we clearly know 3 of them. And what is the 3rd degree? The 1st degree is conditional love. The 2nd degree is unconditional love. And the 4th degree is utter love. And what is the 3rd degree of love?
What is it, right?
That's, I didn't get it.
So we have to repeat it. I just want to give us a general view. Okay, more complaints?
Pascal from Congo is asking, why seeing my world in my life is blessing? Does it mean that I return to my ego?
No. You shall see your world in your lifetime is a blessing. Meaning everything the Creator wants to give you, everything He wants to give you, you attain in this life. You sense it with your own senses. What did you want to read for us? Okay.
Why the degrees of revelation are built upon degrees of concealment, the transgression became into merits, and
it's not clear. So how else will you build it?
There can be a state of a person who is in advanced degree and he falls into a new ego. So the way I understand it, the state that he has to correct is some transgression he had made in the past. Why can he not fall into a new state? where now he falls into...
He always falls into a new state. You never return to the same state.
So why is it considered that he corrects the past and the transgressions he had made in the past? Or the iniquities he had made in the past?
In the past, meaning before he started to work spiritually. These mistakes and transgressions, iniquities are in him. Because it's all mistake. It's what the Creator prepared initially for our broken vessel.
So a person doesn't discover that he made mistakes until he comes to correct them?
He didn't do anything. Who did it? He didn't do anything. The Creator broke the clay, prepared it with all the nasty evil in it. I've created the evil inclination. There's nothing that we have gone through by ourselves. We have no sins. Sins, meaning they show you to what extent the Creator inserted the sin into your soul, personal soul.
Every revelation of evil we discover in the work is not
at your expense. No, of course not. Nobody is being punished for that. Meaning, you're not being lowered from your state. On the contrary, they give you deficiencies from which you can advance.
And those deficiencies, where do I have them from?
The Creator, the preparation, the sin of the tree of knowledge, but it's only in order for you to advance. You're never shown such deficiencies that you fall. You simply feel that you have additional empty vessels. I don't know if we should read again from, let's say, item 73, some of the 74, because you'll forget about it. You're not in it. We read it. We've gone over it. So we have a certain perspective before us.
So nonetheless, what are states of negligence when a person doesn't exert himself sufficiently that he had an opportunity and he did not use it?
And these are all the states that were prepared for him even before he started to feel himself, let alone before he came to the wisdom of Kabbalah, when he started to correct himself. It's all in us. Nothing is new. Meaning it's only being revealed.
He has to go through them.
Yes, each one from the root of his soul must go over the differences between his corrupt desire and his corrected desire, and to extract the right conclusions and come to a blessing.
And how can one examine himself to see where was I fine or not? What did I do or not?
Only be impressed with the work of the Creator towards him. How the Creator performs all these exercises on him. He takes him through all these states. And to what extent he annuls himself. This is, first of all, his work. His annulment towards his action. It could be passive, which is bestow in order to bestow, or active, which is receiving in order to bestow. But it's nevertheless is an annulment towards the actions of the Creator. To the extent that you are ready for it, the Creator will take you through these actions, and then you are called an incomplete righteous or a complete righteous to the extent you can bless him and justify him. Therefore, the annulment, the blessing, the agreement, these are the means we need to equip ourselves with, and then everything will be fine. Okay?
We're on Adam 82.
Adam
82, page 305. Hence, every person must experience that transition period of concealment of the face. When he completes it, he is rewarded with open providence, meaning the revelation of the face. Before he is rewarded with revelation of the face, although he sees the posterior side, he cannot refrain from ever committing a transgression. Not only is he unable to keep all 613 mitzvot, since love does not come by coercion and compulsion, but one is not complete even in the 612 mitzvot, since even his fear is not fixed as it should be. This is the meaning of the Torah being 611 in Gematria, for any Gematria is the posterior side, that one cannot properly observe even 612 mitzvot. This is the meaning of he will not contend forever. In the end, one will be awarded the revelation of the face. The first degree of the revelation of the face is the attainment of a guidance of reward and punishment in utter clarity. This comes to a person only through his salvation. When one is awarded the opening of the eyes in the Torah in wondrous attainment and becomes a flowing spring, as Rabbi Meir, in any mitzvah in the Torah that one has already kept of his own choice, one is granted seeing the reward of the mitzvah in it, intended for him in the next world, as well as the great loss in the transgression.
Why does he see it? And the reward of the next world and the great loss is gone through.
Item 84. And although the reward is not yet in his hand, since the reward for mitzvah is not in this world, the clear attainment is quite sufficient for him from now on to feel the great pleasure while performing each mitzvah, since all that is about to be collected is deemed collected. For example, take a merchant who made a deal and gained a large sum. Even though the profit will come to him after a long time, if he is certain beyond any shadow of a doubt that the profit will come to him in time, he is happy as if the money has come to him immediately. 85. Naturally, such open providence testifies that from now on he will cling to Torah and mitzvot with his heart and soul and might, and will retire from the transgressions as if escaping from a fire. And although he is not yet a complete righteous, since he has not been rewarded with repentance from love, his great dvekut, adhesion in the Torah and good deeds, helps him be gradually granted repentance from love, meaning the second degree of the revelation of the face. Then one can keep all 613 mitzvot in full, and he becomes a complete righteous.
Although he did not yet reach the final stage, but specifically because he's not coming to the final stage, he has an opportunity to, in order to bestow, he has the ability to attain this degree, and he is rewarded with being a complete righteous.
How come when he keeps one mitzvah means that he will be able to keep all 613 mitzvot.
Because this mitzvah comes as a result of the 613 mitzvot.
Adam 86. Now we thoroughly understand what we ask concerning the oath, that the soul is sworn before it comes to this world. Even if the whole world tells you that you are righteous, be wicked in your own eyes. We asked, since the whole world agrees that he is righteous, why must he still consider himself wicked? Does he not trust the entire world? We must also add concerning the phrase, even if the whole world says, what is the connection between this and the testimony of the entire world, since one knows oneself better than the whole world? It should have sworn him, even if you know about yourself that you are righteous. Yet, the most perplexing is that the Gemara explicitly states, Rabba said, one must know in one soul if he is righteous or not. Thus, there is an obligation and possibility to truly be completely righteous. Moreover, one must delve and know this truth for himself. If this is so, how is the soul sworn to always be wicked in its own eyes and to never know the actual truth when our sages have obligated the opposite? Item 87. The words are very precise indeed. As long as one has not been awarded the opening of eyes in the Torah in wondrous attainment, sufficient for him for clear attainment of reward and punishment, he will certainly not be able to deceive himself and consider himself righteous. This is because he will necessarily feel that he lacks the two most comprehensive mitzvot in the Torah, namely love and fear. Even attaining complete fear in a way that he who knows the mysteries will testify that he will not return to folly due to his great fear of punishment and the great loss from transgression is completely unimaginable before he is rewarded complete, clear, and absolute attainment in providence of reward and punishment. This refers to the attainment of the first degree of revelation of the face, which comes to a person through the opening of the eyes in the Torah. It is all the more so with love, which is completely beyond one's ability, since it depends on the understanding of the heart. And no labor or coercion will help here.
Meaning fear and love, you would still have to attain these vessels, and then the fulfillment of these vessels with light will give him the attainment.
A little more. Hence, the oath states, even if the whole world tells you that you are righteous, this is so because these two mitzvot, love and fear, are given only to the individual, and no one else in the world can distinguish them and know them. Thus, since they see that he is complete in 611 mitzvot, they immediately say that he probably has the two mitzvot of love and fear too. And since human nature compels one to believe the world, one might fall into a grave mistake. For this reason, the soul is sworn to this even before it comes into this world. And may it help us. Nonetheless, it is the individual himself who must certainly question and know in his heart if he is a complete righteous.
Ken Avigdor.
Avigdor.
We read in item 81 that the entire reward of a person is measured only according to the sorrow that he suffers from keeping Torah and mitzvot. As Ben Hay said, the reward is according to the pain. What pain, what sorrow is he talking about?
That he cannot do it. He can't do it. The sorrow, the pain, the difference between desired and what's present. I would really like to bestow, but sadly I can't. This sorrow is called sorrow, pain.
Many times we say that our whole work is in overcoming because everything is against the will to receive.
Okay, as much as I can. But there's a difference between the desirable state and the actual state. And we're talking about that sorrow. That sorrow is the vessel. The Creator doesn't need the full vessels or empty vessels. Rather, vessels in which the sorrow is revealed. The sorrow for wanting to bring Him close to the Creator, but being incapable. Still, then I turn to Him. That tendency, that moment, let's say, is what
how do I distinguish between egoistic sorrow when we say that a fool sits his own flesh embracing his end to a purposeful sorrow?
No, that's not egoistic sorrow. That's completely klipa. It's a shell. A fool sitting idly by. I mean, not only is he sitting idly by, it's not enough. He also torments himself. He eats his own flesh, and nevertheless, he still sits. I mean, he suffers, and he cries, and he doesn't move. This is the klipa. Because he's worn by the klipa, and he's completely under the authority of the klipa. So what's your question?
Should I expect, should I long for such sorrow, or should I enjoy the tent, the connection, the group?
No, don't expect any form of sorrow. What do you mean? The purpose of creation is to benefit, to delight the creatures. You shouldn't feel sorrow even for a moment. But the sorrow can be such that I don't have the love for the Creator, and then I'm running to get it. These are the sweet kinds of suffering, the torments of love. Other than that, everything else, it's forbidden.
I will give you an example. There's a friend who comes to the evening lesson. He runs very quickly up the stairs to make it in on time to the lesson. And Sam forces himself, and every degree, every stair he climbs is a torture. So what kind of sorrow, suffering are we talking about?
Bring him to a certain, to weights, to a scale, let him see who's
but
more.
I don't have such a weight. That's why I'm asking.
How much each one of them yearns to bestow? What's the problem? You don't have such a device, such an instrument.
I don't know if I should be envy of a friend who's running to a meal, to Yeshivat Chavirim dissemination, or say, perhaps it's hard for me, but still, I'm doing something, then this is the correct kind of sorrow.
It could be, but nevertheless, according to a judge who's only what his eyes show him, you have to say that the one who's running to the meal is okay, it's good. And you can't run because you have a big will to receive, and from the heavens they don't give you the strength. And you're falling asleep. Look at your friends. Look at them. 80% here. They're in their third or fourth dream. What can you do? That's how it is.
אין לנו שיר מעניין.
We have no song. Interesting. Oh, we have questions in place of a song. Okay, let's start with Latin America.
Latin America 2.
Latin America 2.
Hello, Rav, World Kli. First question, if a person can choose to be complete righteous or not complete righteous?
That's according to the degrees. He doesn't choose. But the degree he's in, to the extent he can justify the upper providence, accordingly he's named.
New York
10, 4. They have 4 tents?
No, New York.
Ken, yes, Rob.
Okay.
I'm behind this sign here. Okay. The last few days, everything felt so tasty in the lesson and so deep. And when the lesson started today, it felt like everything just left. Like, no thoughts, nothing to hold on to, everything is empty, and I'm wondering, is that something that's going on for the whole Kli, and what is this?
זה שאנחנו לא מספיק נלחמים נגד...
We aren't fighting enough against what the Creator is dropping on us. That's an example. What's happening now? Everyone is falling asleep, go to sleep. They don't understand. They aren't aware of the fact that I shouldn't do it because I'm tripping my friends, I'm hampering my friends' efforts. I shouldn't do it. Otherwise, I would fall into a deep, sweet sleep, right? But I have to awaken from within. I have to be responsible. I have to open my eyes. I have to get mad at myself in order to awaken the friends. And then, in the thought that of doing it, and if everyone does it, you will see just how you won't be able to shut your eyes even for a moment. Peter.
Rav, вы сказали, что страдание это разница между
Rav, you said that sufferings is the gap between the desired state and the current state. In this context, can you explain what happiness and pleasure means?
I don't think I should explain it, really. First of all, we talked about it a lot. And it's good if you think about it and explain it to yourself, even if the explanation might be less than mine. So what? But you will scrutinize and kind of turn yourself around from side to side. It's better. We should scrutinize the kelim. We should sort them out. That's the main thing. Getting the final result doesn't give you anything. It is built only out of scrutinies, and getting answers pre-prepared is not good. Moscow.
Вопрос такой тоже вот по уроку. Вот мы милости.
Also, according to the topic of the lesson, here every 10 comes every day to every lesson. If someone didn't come for us, it's a disaster. And every day we walk around with that same deficiency. We want to come with that same deficiency, with that same desire to the lesson. We try to. But during the lesson, there is this kind of, we become weakened. How can we keep this flame during the lesson so we won't give in? So what can we do?
Well, what can I tell you again? That it's a matter of importance? Yes. You have to increase the importance? Yes. And then what? In other words, we have to do things. Only out of that another moment and another moment and another moment. By this, we gain or we steal from the evil inclination, from our ego. What's happening in Tel Aviv? A lot of people there, or is it just many? Every Thursday is many people. So once a week, they open the center.
Yeah, on Thursday we get together here, Tel Aviv group and the Point in the Heart group, and we have a full house here almost.
Very well. So your question?
The question is as follows. In item 88, what is the middle point between the suffering and pain, and when is that person at that point?
A person is in this point when suffering or torments is not important to him. He rises above his personal feelings and grabs onto the goal.
But in the daily routine, when is a person between these sufferings and torments?
I don't want to feel suffering or torment, but first of all, I want to grip the goal. And then I open up all the means in order to get an even stronger grip on the goal.
May I ask another question?
No.
Yeah?
With what vessels is it measured when a person gives a gift to a great person, and he prepared this gift with great exertion and efforts, and that when the great person receives this gift, then it gives great pleasure to the giver of the gift.
Yes.
How is this measured? How is this weighed? Through what vessels can this action be weighed?
In his own kelim, to the extent that he appreciates the great one.
It's not perceived in this self-reception, in the one that gave the gift, and one that gave the gift out of the desire to receive pleasure, or that he gave it because he sees the person as great, and that's why he gave him the gift.
I don't understand what you're saying. You're saying this way in the ego and that way in the ego, so just stay in the ego and that's it. No. I don't want to hear anymore. These questions are totally egoistic. Now, Novosibirsk. Konstantin.
Good morning, Rav. In the past few days, we have this feeling that we've opened this very serious line. Until now, everything was a game to recognize my own ego. I can be forced to bestow, to receive, I can to lie, etc. But there is fear that I actually don't have bestowal. I'll never be able to reach bestowal, and I'll come out of this world with this prideful, that I won't be able to do it. This fear appears that I won't be able to reach this state, that it doesn't exist in me. All I am is a will to receive, and all of this is simply a game. And the only game is that I won't cause harm. But a person is showed that he's an egoist, a pure will to receive. So what to do? To hold on to this fear? To ask?
You've come to recognize the truth, that you're an egoist. So what's bad about it? Is there anyone else? Is there anyone here who is not like that? No. Everyone's an egoist.
No.
Well, so what's bad about it? First of all, sorrow shared is sour haft. So what's the problem? Look how many questions immediately appeared. Vilnius, Tel Aviv, Novosibirsk, Siberia, Minsk, Queens, America, maybe UK, Italy too. See, everyone jumps immediately. What do they all want to ask? I don't know. I don't hear a question. I don't see questions. Vilnius.
Suffering of love. Love pains. Again, the question wasn't clear.
Repeat, please.
страдание любви это только в лишма или до этого?
Love pains, is that only in the state of lishma or is it also beforehand?
We always have pains of love. Either I want to be loved or I want to love someone. I want to love someone. Is it because I enjoy or do I want to love someone so that he will enjoy? It is all between pleasure and pain and suffering. And sometimes it's hard to distinguish between pleasure and pain, what a person enjoys, the pain or the pleasure. We have to come to that as well. Because someone, you might take something from him and he suffers, and someone else takes something from him and he enjoys it. Where else do we need to? All right, what can you do? Italy.
We're studying this introduction, right? The only way to reach those states that is written about it is work in the group and prayer. Is that so? Thank you.
Again?
Okay, we're studying this introduction. It's so distant from us. My question is, in order to reach those states written in the book,
that's it. There's nothing else to be in prayer and in the right ten. It's constantly updated. And that's all our work. There's nothing else to go into the ten and constantly update the ten to the Creator and constantly scrutinize. Connection, raising man, min chisaron, to the Creator, the deficiency to the Creator, and that's it. Focus only on this and on nothing else.
Salt Lake City.
Chris, you're broken. You're breaking up. No.
Salt Lake City.
You're breaking up.
Lo shumim. Mashu kara lahem sham?
No, we can't hear them. Something happened to them. Suddenly, the questions disappeared from the screens. Where are the groups with the question marks?
BBUK.
BBUK.
Good morning, Orkuli, your teacher. And item 78 is written that even if the whole world says you are righteous, be wicked in our own eyes. How I can be wicked in my own eyes? And what world is written here? It's about our society or about the rest of the world? Thank you.
No, it's only about the ten. What a person is like inside the ten. And also when we talk about the world, it talks about the ten only. There is nothing more than ten. One partsuf. All of reality has one partsuf, which are 10 discernments, and they are 10 friends and not more. Now, you have billions. Let there be billions. There are still 10, not more and not less. You will see how it will all compress into 10 sfirot and 1 partsuf and okay, I see no more questions except for Italy. Italy 2.
Buongiorno, Rab.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, amici.
No, amici.
Allora, io agisco mosso dallo scopo. Talvolta ne sento la gioia e talvolta non la sento. come mantengo costante la sensazione di gioia dello scopo?
When
I act and move towards the goal, sometimes I feel happiness and sometimes I don't feel happiness. How can I constantly remain in a state of happiness on the way to the goal?
I can remain always in a sense of joy when I go towards society because it doesn't influence me whether I'm in joy or not joy. This is why I'm always in joy. What, Moshe? Not clear?
Minsk. No,
very well. Minsk.
Minsk.
They fell asleep.
If you could repeat, I didn't completely understand. What's the difference between seeing one's world in his life and receiving it? If I may, what is the difference?
One is in potential, another one is in practice. You cannot receive your end of correction, but to see it seemingly by rejection, by understanding, recognizing, attaining in potential, not in practice. This you can. Queens. Queens.
Question from a friend in the group. So we need to go through this in a 10, to go through the states of love and fear.
Is this the question? What's the question? What question? What are the questions today? What's going on with the questions today? I don't get it. So it's the third or fourth question already. Should we work in the 10? Do you attain love in the 10? Where else? I don't understand you. Or maybe you're just now understanding it. There's nothing but the 10. It is the only template of the whole of reality. And what seems to us like as if there is something else besides the 10, it only seems that way. It's a mistake. It's the Creator deliberately misleading us. So we would want to achieve the real perception, which is only the 10. There is nothing else. Did you see the book called Talmud Esar Sfirot, the Tidy of the 10 Sfirot? This is the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Our 10 discernments behave in order to scrutinize reality, all of reality. That's it. It's all there is. The billions we think we see is just specific items within the ten sefirot, and there's nothing else. Is this clear or not? Gershon, is it or isn't it? The way I'm saying it. Right, yeah, the way I'm saying it. I'm serious. You will not find a different structure in all of reality. The spiritual reality is only 10 discernments, only. There are all kinds of phenomena between them, yes, but it's 10 discernments only. This is why everything begins and ends inside the 10. Okay, let's hear Tveria, Tiberias. What's happening in our Tiberias? Are you not flooded yet? Good morning.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. The question is as follows. What does it mean that you will see your world in your life?
To see your world in your life means you have complete attainment and there is potential attainment. This is called seeing. You will see it in your life. He explains it.
Kiev.
Kiev. Where is my dear student? is not there.
Question about recognition of evil.
The question.
Is recognition of evil when I slightly feel my desire and I don't see the creator behind this? Again, what is recognition of evil? Is it when I fulfill the desires of the others to an extent, slightly, and I don't see the creator behind it?
I don't know. There are 1,000 situations in our spiritual life. Recognition of evil means I'm working out of my own pleasure, out of my own will to receive, out of my own personal benefit. And in that, I am disconnected from the Creator. How do I know I'm? Because I'm disconnected by this from the ten. If I calculate not, if I do my calculations not with the 10, the Creator doesn't matter. The main thing is the 10. It's not a mistake, I'm telling you. What counts is the 10, not the Creator. So, if I take the 10 into consideration, I'm in spirituality. In some way, it doesn't matter. Even if it's in order to receive, never mind. But it's still spirituality. It's already spirituality. If I go into the ten and I'm connected to them, and I think about them, even if I think how I can, what's happening with the monitors? Even if I am thinking about myself, but I'm thinking about myself from within the ten, how I can benefit from the ten, from within the ten. This is spirituality. It's not in order to bestow, it's in order to receive. But it's already spirituality. It's not corporeality. I calculate with them how to do this, how to do that. So first of all, don't leave that. Afterwards, there are other things. How much I can bestow or I can't, etc.
Kiev.
It's a little unclear.
If I want
what I want, and I give some qualitative effort towards the 10. There is some kind of lack of connection with the 10. I don't really know how to define it. But what I want to say is that lo lishma, not for the Creator's sake, is when I want it, I exert. But still,
I don't understand what he's saying. I heard that the Creator is present at the center of the 10. So I somehow included myself in the 10. They registered me as being there. Now I'm a member of the 10. That's the first step. Second step is how I connect everyone and get to the center of the 10 in order to befriend the Creator. This is the second step. So I connect to them and I call them and I do things with them, no matter what. As long as I feel how I connect to everyone in such a way that I get to the center of the 10, because that's where the Creator is, and that's what I want. I don't care about the 10, but they say that if I connect to them, I get there, to the center of the 10. So I connect to them. It's all in order to receive from within my ego. I'm not lying to anyone, not to myself as well. It's clear and known what I do. This is how I work. That's it. And I try to get to the center of the 10, to connect with everyone. I'm willing to give to everyone, to pay. The Creator is worth something. He is. The next world is worth something. It is. No problem. I'm willing to pay 100 shekels each. Just wait. I get to the center of the 10, then I'll pay you. You help me, and in the meantime, I'll get to the Creator. and that's it. So how much did I pay? 1,000 shekels? That's it? 100 times 10? Minus one, it's me. I'm one of them. You're good in calculating. So that's it. That's what I do. This is called spirituality. Why? Because I'm working with a group in order to attain the Creator. And in the right way, to find Him at the center. When I do this, I make these efforts. Shamil, you hear? You listen to me? When I make these egoistic efforts, it's all truly like that. Everyone received. You want another 100 shekels? I'll give you another 100. But I need the center of the 10. I need to be in the middle with everyone. Gifts, I to you, you to me. I want the Creator. That's it. And then, out of these efforts, we have to study, we'll study, we have to have a meal. Let's do a meal. As a result, the reforming light begins to come to me. I begin to feel that something is wrong with my work, with my life, with my relation to them, with the Creator. I get along, I don't get along with Him. Results from such a beautiful effort, I'm willing to pay with everything. This is the work. If you quit this, then you have nothing. This is why I hear the 10, I don't know, there is a 10, there isn't a 10. Every day you have to feel that you are buying the friends. Buy yourself a friend. Pay them 100 shekels, another 100 shekels. On condition that you get to the center of the 10, you support me, you don't disrupt me. First me and then you. Why are you laughing? I'm serious. You want 200, I'll give you 200. But to me, it matters. Afterwards, you sit and say, no, it matters to all of us. What are we going to do? So what? And they say, it says we can support each other. No problem. No one steals from the others. It's not really clear to me. If everyone supports me, it's better if I pay them all, and then I know I bought them, they support me, I get to the Creator. No, they say, the fact that everyone, now that's a little unclear to me. Here we're beginning to kind of twist ourselves. If everyone wants to attain the Creator and everyone's drawn to the center of the 10, then everyone has 10 times greater chance of attaining the Creator and revealing Him. Why? They say that's how it works. Because together with everyone, you can achieve it. It's like in an assault. You take a SWAT team and you attack. That's how we get there. But if you're not aware that it's at the center of the 10 where all the where our target is, then you fall asleep. Okay. I guess I'm not going to be hearing a song today. We're moving on to the writings of Bala Sulam. Is there a song? All right, where is it?
הנקודה שבלב מתגעגעת לחלקי נשמתה השונים גם אם לא מרגישה או יודעת היא נמשכת אל החברים משיעור לשיעור היא סופגת השפעת המאור אמיתי שבונה בתשוקה מיוחדת להשיג את הטוב ומדיב יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאר כי בו מתגלה האוהב
יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאר כי בו מתגלה האוהב הנקודה שבלב מתחדשת ורוקמת מרקם של קשרים מקבל תחושה של הרשת שספוגה בת חברים הנקודה שבלב מתחברת לחלקי נשמתה שונים ופתאום מרגישה מאושרת מלאה בת חברים יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשלח כי בו מתגלה האוהב יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשלח כי בו מתגלה האוהב לה 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 לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאר כי בו מתגלה האוהב יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאר